This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alexa, play 95.7 ESPN.
Play ESPN Rochester on Radio.com.
Your home for Amherst playoff hockey, AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester. You can hear all of the postseason action for your Rochester Americans, and we are delighted to welcome in Amherst head coach Chris Taylor, the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Coach, how you been?
Good. How you guys doing?
Coach, it's the eve of the playoffs. We're excited. How are you feeling as we get ready here for what we hope is a nice long postseason run?
Yeah, I feel great. I think our team is confident in what we're doing, and we had a couple good practices here, and, again, we got to go off of what we've done all year and how we've played all year, and just go out there and play.
Coach, I know that you had the team huddled around you during the practice earlier, and I'm curious as to what your message was. Probably somewhere along the lines of the regular season doesn't matter and this is a brand new year.
Well, yeah, we talk like that all the time. Just getting guys in, feeling good about themselves, and, it's one game at a time. We're not looking at, a long postseason, as everybody's talking about, or this or that. We're just looking at, hey, we got a game tomorrow night. Let's make sure we're ready and get going right off the bat.
Amherst head coach Chris Taylor, tomorrow night we'll have the call, 7 o'clock, game one from the Blue Cross Arena. The best of five, coaches, we like the joke here. It is what it is. No use in complaining about it, but that does put some added weight on game one. Talk about the importance of making sure the Marlies don't come into Rochester and get a split in those first two games.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, obviously, when you're playing three out of five, it's again, you got to take care of every game and every shift, every period. And we know that. Been through it last year. A lot of guys been through it on different teams. So we know the importance of it. And so does Toronto. They're a team that's won the Calder Cup last year. So they're no stranger to it as well. So we know it's going to be a tough battle, and we know that every inch on that ring counts tomorrow.
Talking Calder Cup playoffs with Amherst head coach Chris Taylor and the sports bar Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Chris, you've got some depth on this team. You've got some lineup decisions to make. We know how important development is with some of these younger players when it comes to setting that lineup for your team. Is this your final decision, or do you have some input? Is it a joint decision between you and Randy Sexton, or is it all your call in terms of who you're getting out there every night?
Well, first, I haven't decided on the final roster yet. We've been tinkering around different things in practice, and I have a very good idea who I want to dress and who I think should play, and we'll go from there. It's a matchup against Toronto that I feel like we got to use some different players at different times, and I'm always the person that I discuss things obviously with our assistant coaches, and then I also discuss with Randy and. But the ultimate decision is ultimately mine, and Randy put me in this coaching spot for a reason, and he trusts me, and I trust him. What he does with the players that he brings in, and we have a partnership in that. But I always listen to everything that everybody has to say, and then definitely weigh in the situation after.
Chris, if we can ask you about one player, because we haven't seen him yet, Jacob Bryson, just arriving, the former Providence player. What's your initial impression, and how close is he in, would you say, to working his way into the lineup?
Well, yeah, we got a lot of defensemen right now, and I think he's definitely a little bit of ways away of getting into the lineup. He's just coming out of college here, and he just got here. It's first day on the ice, so I'm not even... I just want to make sure he understands he's coming in. He's got to work hard and understand what pro life's all about, and just get his feet wet right now.
Coach Taylor, what about the status of Alex Nylander? We know that he's been out for some period of time now.
Yeah, he's just uncomfortable right now and day to day. And he's been working hard off the ice, and obviously he's disappointed that he's not ready. But it is what it is, and you can't do anything about injuries. And we got the depth for it.
Chris Taylor, Rochester Americans head coach, our guest here in the sports bar. You mentioned how you haven't set your lineup fully, but as far as your goaltending, are you or have you named or are you close to naming a starter? Would that be Scott Wedgwood? How would you describe the current state of Amerk's goaltending here heading into the postseason?
Yeah, obviously we're in good shape with our goaltending. They've played well all year, and I'll inform that goalie tonight and who's going, and so that's the decision I'll make tonight, and I will let the media know tomorrow. But again, we try and keep everything in house with as much as possible with our team, and we've done that all year. And the guys have done a great job of just, hey, when they've been told who's in the lineup, who's out of lineup, and they're just ready to go. And that's what we're all about, is a team first attitude on our club, and we support each other, and whoever's playing or not playing, but everybody's got a huge role on our team.
Amerks head coach Chris Taylor, in advance of the Calder Cup playoffs, which start tomorrow night at Blue Cross Arena with Toronto the opponent. You can hear it right here on ESPN Rochester, joining us for a few good minutes here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. It's not unprecedented, Chris, that teams in history have ridden a young goaltender to an AHL crown, especially in the Montreal organization. I'm only bringing this up. Is there a chance that we could see Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen at some point this playoff run? I know he's a late bloomer to this team as well, just joining recently, yeah, but did look impressive his one outing.
Again, I have no idea. Like, for sure, it's one outing. It's, again, we got Wedgwood Wilcox right now, and we won't even speculate on that kind of stuff. I don't even want to even get involved in that. He got a game in here on Sunday for us against Belleville. He played great. All of our goalies have. We've used Hansen as well in situations this year, and just to give him some development, and it's worked out good, and the guys played well in front of him as well. And so again, no speculation. He's just here to work out. He's part of the team right now. He's coming on after practice with us, and doing a great job, and taking extra shots. And we want him to learn the pro life. Like, it's not easy, and the daily routines of it.
These are good problems. I don't even think you have call it a problem, but these are good issues to have, Chris. It's a sign that, the organization, for sure, if we're talking about, who do you play and who don't you play, that's, it's a sign that things are coming along here in the organization.
Well, absolutely. We have a lot of depth in our organization, a lot of good young kids right now and coming up, and that's great. And I love that, they get to come and be involved in our team and see what it's really like, because, sometimes they don't see what it's like, and they just go to NHL camp and they get really intimidated by, what's going on and how fast it is. And they get a little glimpse of how hard you have to work. But when they're down here in the playoffs, they can see that extra, how hard it is, and every game means something, and what you have to do to be, in great shape on and off the ice, and how hard you have to work, and what you have to eat, and make sure you take care of your body, all those sort of things. It's great for these young guys to learn.
Rochester Americans head coach Chris Taylor, our guest here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. The Calder Cup playoffs get underway starting tomorrow night. Brayton Wilson will be live from Blue Cross Arena starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow, joining us in the sports bar here at Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Coach, the Marlies, your first round opponent, other than the standard, hey, let's get pucks deep, let's win special teams and those specific keys, what's one thing that the Amerks must specifically do against Toronto in order to win?
Well, first and foremost, they're a great transition team. If you turn the puck over on them in any different situation, they're a team that makes you pay for it. And, they play quick. They're a team that can skate. You talk about their power play, but they do thrive on their power play. They got a very good power play. And so we got to make sure we're disciplined. But, for us, we just got to worry about ourselves and what we've done well all year, and continue to do that and work on that. And our guys are confident in what we're doing and not worrying as much as they are. But again, when we're doing the right things at the right times, we're a really good hockey team.
Chris, this question is coming. We have to ask you this, and you're such a pro. One of three things you can do. You can duck it, you can pivot, or you can take it head on. So here's the question. You may have heard there's a job opening in Buffalo. Have you and Jason Bottrell had any discussions about the Sabres position?
Absolutely not. I haven't even actually talked to Jason after with Phil, and I'm my main goal, obviously, the last every time I talk about this, if it's been brought up, we're worried about our team and everything, and Jason's got a lot of things going on with him, and You know, and my first thing when I heard about it is obviously I felt bad for Phil, and, you know, what a great guy he was to me. What he included us in camp a lot. He did a lot of things. He showed me a lot of different things. I learned a lot from him. That's a tough situation, but no, I haven't. And again, that, you know, that's the way Jason operates. He's very professional. He would never do that during a season if someone's coaching anyway. So, you know, we're focused on what we're doing down here, and the players are focused too. It's never even brought up in the dressing room, which is great. And the guys are just, you know, so focused on the Rochester American.
Chris, when the season comes to its conclusion, will there be interest in that head coaching position from you?
I haven't even thought about it. I'm just so concerned about what's going on right now in here with Rochester.
I think we're going to have a good crowd tomorrow night. Now,
I think so, too. I hope so. It's going to be great. Yeah, you know, I'm excited.
Yeah, can we hang up signs because your team was so successful on the road, like welcome to Rico Coliseum, pretend like we're in Toronto. Is there anything we could do to pretend that this is actually a road game for your team?
No, I honestly believe that, you know, we just hit stretches that, you know, we didn't play well at home, but we didn't play well on the road, but we found some ways to win. And, you know, I believe... you know, we just, at some points, you know, we didn't play well at home. We'd like to play better at home, and we'd like to have a better record than we did than away. But it is what it is, and this is a new season. We're forgetting about, hey, we had 620 goal scorers on our team. That doesn't count in the playoffs. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that we had 99 points. It doesn't matter. So we're forgetting everything, and that's part of it. The part of the situation is, hey, we didn't have we played better on the road than we did at home. That doesn't matter anymore. Now it's playoff hockey. It's totally different, and it's a new season for us.
Chris, I know you're so dialed into what's happening with the Amerks and the AHL, but what's happening in the, I mean, you see Tampa Bay have the season they have, and they're gone, and now you have Calgary have the season, and they're on the verge of being gone. Why is playoff hockey so different? Like to build off of what you said, it doesn't even matter in many instances what you did in the regular season.
Right, it's the momentum that carries on, either a big penalty kill, obviously, or a big power play, or a big block shot, a big hit. You know, so every shift matters, and the momentum just carries over. And, you know, it's a team that's dedicated to what they're doing and how they want to do it and where they want to go. And, you know, I feel like our team is like that right now, and we care. We don't. No one wants to go home. No one wants to leave here. Everybody wants. This is just the start of our season right now, and we got a great group of guys. And I believe that every line tries to create momentum for the next line, and that's just being unselfish. And it doesn't matter who scores. It could be the, you know, fifth shift after, you know, the first shift was a really good shift. The second shift's even better, and you keep bringing momentum to your hockey team. And I think that's what carries on a series. And I think, you know, you look at Tampa. You know, they had the first period, then after that, Columbus took over, and all of a sudden they just took over the game, and all of a sudden they started taking over periods, and then they started taking over the whole game, and then it just kept on going. The momentum kept on going, and that's what we want to do, and we know momentum's a big key in these series.
Chris, we're excited. It's the postseason. It starts tomorrow night. We're expecting big things. We know you are as well. We really appreciate you giving us some time this afternoon. We know how busy you are getting ready for tomorrow night and hopefully a deep Calder Cup run. Best of luck, and let's talk again soon.
Thanks very much, guys.
Chris Taylor, head coach of the Rochester Americans. Love that guy.
He's the best.
Yeah.
I counted a couple of it is what it is, though. I did hear him say it is what it is a couple times. Once was for the five-game series.
I said that first, though.
And I think he echoed it.
Yeah.
Alex Nylander was an is what it is situation. What was the other one? Was it the road record? I think it was the road record. Yeah, okay. The road record is what it is.
Well, can we go back
the home record?
Can we go back to Nylander?
Oh, absolutely.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
What's going on here? He's got a cut. Okay.
It is what it is, Gene. That's what's going on here.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're new to the show, we always say, if you listen closely to what people say, they may sound like they're not saying anything, when reality is they're saying everything you need to know. The head coach that says we didn't come up prepared is the head coach that's saying I didn't do my job. A player, a coach, anybody that says it is what it is not happy about what it is. What they're saying is, it is BS. It is not something that is making me happy. You don't say it is what it is unless you're pissed off about something. Hey, Anthony Davis, you didn't get traded at the deadline to the Lakers like you wanted. Well, it is what it is. right? I mean, so when I hear it is what it is, I translate that to mean it is not something I am happy about.
Well, I think the good news here, Nylander or no Nylander, there's so much depth on that. But no, and by the way, Jacob Bryson, it's great that he's here and coming off that. No, he shouldn't go in. That was the only kind of lineup thing that we were able to kind of deduce there. And I totally respect that he's not going to come on and share and tell us who's going to start in goal tomorrow night.
And I don't think it's going to be, you know, how poorly would goaltending have to be for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen to get a look? I don't think that's going to happen. I just don't see it happening. I don't know if it's right or it's wrong. I know that history has shown in a couple of different instances in Montreal where you ride a hot young goaltender and they could get you the cup. I don't know if that's the instance, if we're talking about an instance like that here with UPL.
Well, I'm sure that in his post game, Brayton Wilson, by the way, if you're make note of it, go to the game, tune in to Brayton, call after the game. We're local until the evening. I'm sure there's going to come a time during this playoff run where the goaltending might not be up to par and you lose a game. And that's the easy thing people are going to point to. And what I like what Chris Taylor said in that interview when we asked him, hey, when it comes to lineup decisions, is this you or is this a joint? Taylor is putting
it's him.
It's him.
That's good.
That is exactly what I want to hear. And I think every Amherst fan should want to hear. I was always under the impression, this predates Taylor, but other previous head coaches, well, you know, we're kind of told by no, I will take input. I will listen to my bosses, but this is my decision. This is my team.
Guys, way too much character to say anything other than what he said when we asked him about his interest in the Sabres position.
I know.
He's the best.
Yeah.
He's the best. Of course he's not talking to Botterill about that right now. He's in the middle of a run.
But as long as the Sabres' job remains out there, what else is Jason? Well, nobody else is really. He's in no rush to sign a head coach here.
Right. I love it. Excited. Playoff hockey. It starts tomorrow night. You can hear the action starting at 7 o'clock. Brayton will have expanded pregame for you starting at 6 o'clock live from Blue Cross Arena right here on ESPN Rochester tomorrow night.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It is going to be great tomorrow. By the way, tomorrow night should be a big crowd. It is Good Friday. Kids are off. Many people are off that. Yeah, so you want to see something good in Rochester, this is one of those games. It should be a great crowd tomorrow night. I cannot wait.
Takes on Tap next, a game we play called I'll Drink to That. I've got a baseball take. I've got a basketball take. And I've got a football take. Gene, I have a baseball take.
All right. I went home last night. By the way, we're doing this new segment in the 5 o'clock hour. We call it Last Call. And then the executive producer, she hit me with a take that...
Ooh. She gave you a take?
It was great. It was great. I'm like, this is so obvious. How did I not see this? It's a hockey take and something that would help the Rochester Americans.
Takes have currency. Your stronger takes are more valuable. With that in mind, we have our new segment, Last Call. We do it right before we close up shop here in the sports bar. 454-ESPN is our phone number. You know what? If you have a take, we want to hear it. Fire it off. Become strong. Bring some heat. Don't come limping into the sports bar.
No, don't gloss yourself either. Use another Rome phrase.
Oh, God.
No. We don't want to hear, hey, this is Mr. Poopstein.
Don't hedge either. Yeah. No hedging. Hedging is not a take.
No, that's... Hedgers are losers.
Hedgers are losers.
Yes. Day one of the show, hedgers are losers.
So that's coming up. Oh, and by the way, I think we're kind of modifying it as we go. And I think we should just go rapid fire. Just, you know, unscreened.
Oh, whoa.
Listen, I've got a dump button and I'm not afraid to use it. Not that I want to use it and not that you should encourage me to use it.
How many times have we used it in the show?
Full disclosure, it's just Gene and I in here. It's not like we're a high-profile show that gets its own phone screener, right? No, that's not how we're doing things. So if you call at 454-ESPN during last call...
You're going to get me.
You're getting on.
Yeah.
You're getting on. But all I ask... is that you come with a strong take. That's it. You'll feel the heat as it crosses your lips as you're saying it into your phone. I'll drink to that.
It's satisfying.
Yeah, it really is.
It is.
I'll drink to that is next, and we'll get to hear the executive producer's take. I can't wait. Stay in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester. The all-new ESPNRochester.com is the online home of the sports leader. Listen live 24-7. Read up on the latest Bills and Sabres news. Hear the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On demand. Score stories, opinions, and contests. The all-new ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.